At our gallery's Arts Festival and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's Gift Shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org or call 507-645-8877.
Art Zany, radio for the imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, radio for the imagination.
Good morning. This is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, radio for the imagination. I want to thank you so much for joining me for the show. We hope we're waking up your imagination today and helping you to be inspired and also celebrate creating and stories. Okay, I'm going to tell you that there are a lot of times while I'm walking around Northfield and I think about this place and I wonder, who else walked this path? What else happened on this street corner? And I'm so curious about the histories of the businesses in each of the buildings or the farms and who is on the land. And I really ponder Northfielders across the generations and how did they define this place? You know, I think that started when I first visited Europe and I thought all the, you know, buildings that were hundreds and hundreds of years old. And I came back and I thought, well, we have a little history too, and it's closer, so we might be able to connect with that. And then I often ask, how did we become the town of cows, colleges, and contentment? That's one thing I bet you wonder too. But here's the one that really surprised me the most was I went to my college reunion, and it's here in Northfield, and I can't tell you how many people said, why did you stay in Northfield? I get a lot of questions, and I wish I would have remembered at that moment to ask, well, why didn't you stay? But instead, I fumbled and tried to figure out something to articulate, to say what it means to call this place home. And so I'd like to explore that idea today, and I think we're going to have a fabulous show. We've got another double dose of Art Zany Radio. We have two upcoming events we're going to speak about. One is the Northfield Experience. That's coming up first. And the next, the preview of the 411 Concert Series, or the 411 Concert Series. I always forget which one that is. They both work at the Northfield Arts Guild Theater, and that this week it's Tom Brousseau, so he'll be my guest, and we'll play a little music from him. So, very big show. I'm excited you're here. Again, this is Art Zany Radio, and the Northfield Experience, you may have heard those words, and so we are going to try to open the lid a little bit and take a peek and see what might be coming the first weekend in May 4th through 6th, and I'm going to be joined here today with three guests in the studio. Stephen Koplowitz is my guest. He is the art maker and producer, as well as the artistic director of the Northfield Experience. Welcome to Art Zany Radio.
Thank you, Andrea. Very happy to be here.
It's wonderful to be here. And your website, for people who are interested, is S. Koplowitz, K-O-P-L-O-W-I-T-Z. They can get, I really like the previews of the other...
.com.
.com. Did I say the wrong one?
No.
I forgot to add that. The other experiences or site-specific performances that you've done, so people can get a peek, but it's not, because it's site-specific, it's not the same.
Right. No, this is a project that really is very, very different. Mm-hmm. It relates to some of my work, but it's very different than anything I've done before.
That's exciting.
Very unique.
Yeah.
A lot of first-time things happening here.
One weekend only, so that's why we're trying to make sure we're getting it on the air and getting people to think about tickets. Also joining me is Janice Roberts, professor of dance at St. Olaf College.
Hi.
And welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. We've met a couple times as this project has been going for... How many years have you been involved?
Oh, I think Steve and I started about 3 years ago.
Exactly.
And we got a series of Mellon grants with Carleton. And so it's been a long planning process, and it needed that time to sort of come to fruition.
I believe it, because the more you learn about it, the more you think this is really spectacular, and how are they doing that, and this is, you know, what's coming to life is just incredible. Also joining us is Steve Richardson. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul.
It's nice to see you, and you're the, I forgot to ask you about the pronunciation. Is it Puzek?
Yes.
Puzak, Family Director of the Arts at Carleton College. Those websites are stolaf.edu and carleton.edu if people want to look up all of the information and take a peek. So this is, well, maybe I should just open it up and ask you to tell us, what does the Northfield experience with Stephen Koplowitz mean to you, and what does the Northfield experience to you and your life mean, your connections to this town and community, and I'm kind of curious if through the process of working on this for 3 years, if anything shifted or been enlightened for you about this town of Northfield. Should we have Janice start? She's nodding. Of course she's going to start.
I'm a townie now. I came here 25 years ago. And I didn't think I was going to stay, but I fell in love with St. Olaf and with the community of Northfield. And they really have been my family. My family isn't here. And so they became my family with my children, being involved in the schools. I do call myself a townie now. And through this process, I've gotten to know so many more people in town and the great people that sort of support the community, that work in the community, the driving force for the town. And so it's been a really great process to get to know lots of different people. And it's been a very intense, very long process, but it's exciting that it's coming to the place right now where things are actually ready to see and ready to participate in. And so I'm excited for us to have a great audience be part of this performance.
And when you think about this project as it relates to the weekend of May 4th through 6th, what do you think of, or when people say, what is that Northfield experience you're doing? What do you say?
What do I say? It's probably going to be different than anything you have seen before, and it's an opportunity to not only engage with community, but engage with the two colleges that also live in this community. And so you will see students and faculty from both colleges and artists from the community, and we're all working together. It's just a really exciting time, and we're working together with the businesses. So it's just been such an interesting weaving together of students, faculty, directors, and all kinds of people. It's just really wonderful.
I love that word, weaving together. I think that's an important part. It's creating this piece together. How about for you, Steve?
I think it's an extravaganza. I mean, we've been listening to Stephen talk big for 3 years. We have to say what's really going on here. This is a massive project, mm-hmm. And very exciting. You know, it's musicians, it's dancers, it's theater artists everywhere, all around the town. And it's an extraordinary performance event. You know, it should be very exciting. You travel all around to see these places. And I think the connection to the town is fantastic, because when we started talking about it and Stephen started talking about Northfield, there's always been this idea of all these people who want to do stuff in Northfield and want to be a part of or know more about what's going on at the colleges. And this was a perfect marriage of community and college and outside artists and sort of putting them all in this big bowl and making some extravaganza soup.
And what is your Northfield connection when we talk about the Northfield experience from your personal world?
It could be long and complicated. I was an alum of Carleton. I'm married to an alum from St. Olaf.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot about the town. I've been around, but I don't know a lot about the town. It's just what you said. You know, you see these buildings, you have no idea what's going on in there. What's the little building with the dome? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I was never in it before.
Mm-hmm.
And to take that and to transmute it into something artistic and to bring our students down and to mix them into the community has been a wonderful experience.
I like that you can know it and not know it,
right,
at the same time. And I think that's true. A lot of times when you have guests or visitors, you're thinking, you know, what can we do? And sometimes what's right around the corner in your own backyard isn't the first thing you think of. But this is pretty extraordinary, I think. But now we're biased, so let's ask Stephen. for him, what has the Northfield experience been on a personal level and then the project level?
Oh, wow. Well, on a personal level, it has been amazing in the sense that I've been making site-based work for over 30 years now, and a lot of it is public art based also, and And it's been really gratifying and inspiring to do a project of this ambition. And the ambition part is not how many things we're doing. It's actually how many partners we have, as Janice and Stephen have mentioned. But so to actually see all these parts talk to each other and work with each other and is very gratifying and inspiring to see that, you know, the arts and community can really exist and dialogue. And so to me, that's what I, you know, love about what I do as a site, as a public artist, is that, you know, I really want to bring the process and the idea of being creative and the creative process, into literally the town square, so that it's not something that people look as being esoteric or something, but it's something that we all take part in, and everyone is collaborating on this, from the businesses to the city council to, you know, these institutions like the library and the historical society, and then of course St. Olaf and Carleton, and the students and faculty. But it really is. But everyone is working because the Northfield experience is designed. There's sort of these seven different events that are happening. Actually, it's nine, but each part is being worked on by a team of people. So someone working, let's say, on the project that's happening at the depot, they may not know exactly what's happening, you know, at the Historical Society. But everyone is sort of, you know, speaking and putting their energies towards the common goal, and it will all come together, over those weekends, and the folks that will really experience it will be the audience. They'll get the whole 360 degree experience.
And what I like is that it's already kind of begun, because occasionally you go into the library and you can walk in on a rehearsal, or you see somebody taking some photographs, or you visit the Northfield Arts Guild Gallery. They've got an exhibit up right now. So it's already beginning, and it even began before that, as you came and talked to different committees and presented to the city council. So it's kind of this amazing extravaganza, I think is the word that Stephen used. I really like that.
The word I use is epic.
Epic.
It is.
Epic, it's got a little more gravitas.
It's frankly, I've done a lot of huge projects in my day. I would say this is the one that deserves the word epic to it.
When you can speak from a great deal of experience.
I am. It almost makes me cry. Because I've been telling, I haven't seen Steve lately, but he's going to hear it now. I mean, I'm personally working on four projects out of the seven or eight, whatever they are. But other folks are making other things. So I've been going around and visiting their rehearsals and things like that. And so I've seen almost everything that's being made right now. And I'm last night I saw Bill Sonica, who's one of the chairs of theater at St. Olaf, and he's working with eight students on this 10-minute 170-year history of Northfield will be performed in 10 minutes at
the
Grand.
Imagine that. Wow.
That's going to be what kicks off the whole Northfield experience. It all starts at the Grand. And I went to the rehearsal last night and seen the piece last night for the first time. And I was literally speechless. I mean, it's going to be entertaining, charming, hilarious, informative, because everything in this 10 minutes history presentation is true, but people who live in Northfield are going to, I think, maybe go to places they've never been to, like inside the Vistendahl law offices, and maybe even learn facts from this 10-minute theatrical presentation, because they worked with Susan Vistendahl. I introduced her to Bill, and she's been so generous with her time and her enthusiasm.
And she's very knowledgeable.
Very knowledgeable, I have to say. And Bill just loved talking to her and getting all kinds of information. Anyway, so I'm just really inspired. I really am, and I would encourage people to see this, not just for the content and for what they might see, but just for the sheer epicness. Because in my 30 years, I'm bowled over by just how many moving parts are happening, and it's happening.
It is.
That's what's really gratifying. All the work that Janice and Steve have put in with me over the last 3 years is coming to fruition.
And folks, this is the Northfield Experience. I'm here with Stephen Koplowitz, Janice Roberts, and Steve Richardson. And it is just that one weekend, May 4th, 5th, and 6th, for 5 performances. You can get tickets by going to thenorthfieldexperience.com. Thank you. I had it in my notes, but I didn't see it right away. So thenorthfieldexperience.com. You'll be able to click right there to get your tickets. Tickets are only $6. Now, you've heard what they've been describing, and that kind of blows my mind. And so it is now I think we should, because I get this from people. I don't get this. What is this experience that maybe we should take them through? So you buy your ticket and then you show up at the Grand. What can they expect? And maybe we should, I don't know who wants to jump in and start, and just take us through as an audience. What are the ways that this is going to work? Because it's not like a regular concert or production or anything you've ever seen. They're looking at Stephen.
All right. So,
you made it.
Yeah, right. So the Northfield Experience, actually, if you were to boil it down to a very generic thing, is actually a very special tour of Northfield, a tour that is unlike any normal tour you would have. The Northfield Experience is what I've wanted to do was create an alternative reality within the reality of Northfield. And so to give folks a way of going to different iconic places around Northfield and be able to see things that are creative events that are made specifically and inspired by those places, to give people a new way of experiencing their town, and for people who have never been to Northfield to actually see Northfield in a way that I think will inspire them, and also see, I think, how unique the town is. So what happens is people will come to the Grand, they'll get a program, just like a normal show, and then they'll be given a wristband that will put them in a tour group, and the groups will be as many, if you know, depending on how many folks show up on a particular performance, as many as 30 people in a tour group. There'll be like 5 groups, and then after they experience these I've seen the work. We're having projections, these beautiful film video projections that are all being projected on the ceiling of the Grand and using the architecture of the Grand that are being made by St. Olaf. Carleton students and St. Olaf media students. Alaska Jimson and Peter Nelson students have been fantastic. And so that's happening in the first part. And then everyone's going to go downstairs and experience this 10-minute history piece that I mentioned previously. And then they will leave with their tour guides. And the tour guides are actually part, in a sense, part of the performance in a certain sense. And then they'll go to six other places around town. So the library, and that's going to have, there's a 17 dancers from Carleton, and I have been creating a site-specific work for the atrium and of the library. And the library has been an incredible partner with us. I can't say enough good things about them from the very beginning. I mean, they have gone above and beyond in helping us and supporting us. And I have to say that at all the places I've worked in Northfield, the library seems to be in a way a kind of a grand central station for this town. It's where you have a lot constant traffic and all walks of life, and it really is a hub of the town. And then there's the Historical Society, where Peter Nelson and his students from St. Olaf are transforming the bank room. So everyone who has been in that room, they are going to get another experience of what that room is about, and there will be projections. It's a filmed installation. Then the Vistendahl law offices are being animated through this beautiful sound and light and visual installation created by two Carleton faculty and staff members, a fantastic artist, Javi Stritska, and composer Andrea Mazzariello.
Mazzariello.
Well, that's okay. I would have done the same thing.
And then I'm choreographing a work with 19 St. Olaf dancers for the depot, for a work that's going to take place in front of the depot. And I'm working with Heather Klopchin on that, and she's now the chair of dance at St. Olaf. And that's been really exciting. And Alice, you know, who's in charge of saving the depot, has been another incredible booster and supporter of this project. And then we're going to the NAG Theater, and I'm directing a play that I sort of conceived of and asked Brendan Etter, who's really an amazing writer and actor, mm-hmm. and director. I saw him in Hedwig, which I loved. And we're creating a truly immersive theater piece, a short 12-minute work that will be, without giving too much away, a tour of the theater itself from front of house to backstage. And then everyone will be get into buses and being brought to the Northfield Cemetery for the grand finale, where there will be 220 singers made up of two choruses from St. Olaf and the Carleton College chorus combined, which I think might be the first time that has ever happened,
mm-hmm.
and 30 dancers in a work for the entire audience to see at the cemetery. And then concurrent with that are... And concurrent with that are some surprises where people might encounter some flash mob choral singing in town, and they might happen to see what I'm calling the 80th annual One Float Northfield Parade, where there's going to be the One Float Parade will be happening continuously up and down Division Street, and that's being created by John Sauer, mm-hmm. artist, teaches at St. Olaf, and his sculpture class, and they're making this float that will depict Northfield with a depiction of Carleton College on one end of the float and St. Olaf on the other, and we'll have two members, you know, of each one from the colleges, you know, going up and down Northfield. It's going to be very fun.
It does sound absolutely incredible.
And there's the exhibition, which you mentioned.
Yes, at the Arts Guild.
At the Arts Guild.
Which I think is a great way to get get your curiosity satisfied. It is the Northfield Exhibition Experience, and that's open now, and that'll be open all the way through the performances until May 12th.
And after.
So it's you can come before, you get a little preview, you get some hints, you get a little... It sort of creates some of that excitement about what's coming.
That was the idea, and the idea was also to allow, you know, to sort of, if people want to get an entry point into a performing arts event through the visual arts event,
mm-hmm, right?
And in a way, that exhibition is in a way a reversing, it's like I call it a reverse documentary. It's like it's documenting an event before it actually has happened.
Ooh, I like that.
in a way. But what I like about the exhibition, too, is that regardless of its connection to the Northfield Experience Project, it is a themed show with Northfield as its subject matter, consistent subject matter. And so just for that, it might have some interest from people who live here, who can sort of see different interpretations of these iconic sites.
Or new places. And there may be people who've never been backstage at the Arts Guild Theater, and you know that's depicted, or has seen the cemetery from up above, or mm-hmm. you know, seen some of the different angles and cutouts of different places from new perspectives.
Right.
And so that part is extraordinary. And this is being called a, let's see if I got this right, a promenade.
Yeah, it's a performance.
Meaning that for part of this performance, people will walk, do a walking tour, because things are very close. Some things are very close, but we're also arranging for buses to take them to certain locations that are just a little bit too far away, or just to keep the time of how long this show is going to be, tighter. But so it's a combination of walking and drive and some short drives.
And so is the show, the performance experience, the everything for all ages? Is it?
Yes. Okay. It's totally family friendly. There will be, a tour where people have to sort of, walk around and keep up, so.
But we do have wheelchair-assisted ADA bus available.
Oh, that's what I was going
to
ask.
To the performances, and we have hearing assistance available that they could carry with them to the different sites.
So there's accommodations for folks who need it, but people should know in advance that there's walking, so wear comfortable shoes and be ready for that part. And it is, I would imagine,
it's rain or shine.
I was going to ask that.
Bring an umbrella,
because this is not something you
get
to,
right, rain or shine,
or your snowshoes.
Or your snowshoes. Thank you, Steve. I forgot my snowshoes. I wanted to also mention that for the grand finale, Justin Merritt, composer, is writing an original score for this, specifically for this combined these combined choruses. And I know he has a huge premiere this weekend up in the Twin Cities.
He does, yes.
Called The Path, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
A busy man.
Yeah, very talented.
But that it's part of too. It showcases many of the talents. And what I think is really particularly exciting, I've always loved the idea of creating bridges within Northfield, bridges to other parts, other communities, bridges within town, between the colleges, between the people that live here, so that people get to see what's possible and see what's here. And I think this is an event that illuminates it in a magical way. Janice, you've been working on this, and I bet you've been working on everything from every detail. You mentioned the buses, and that takes a lot of coordination to get
choreography.
In the choreography, right. That's what that is.
Right.
And that's why you're perfect.
Yeah.
And so it's at the Grand Event Center. So that's all people need to know when they first come. They don't have to.
It all starts.
Yes.
I'm saying it all starts at the Grand. But they can also buy a ticket if they walk into the Northfield Arts Guild gallery, where they have their shop.
Mm-hmm.
People can walk in and buy a ticket also.
Or go to the Northfield Experience.
To go on the website, yes.
Mm-hmm. .com. Yes, and they can go ahead and it's just easy couple clicks and you've got your ticket. So then you reserve space, and as Steve said, rain or shine or snow or wind, because you cannot reschedule something like this.
No, there are enough things that happen indoors that it's not that we couldn't still experience something.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that the initial inspiration for this was what's coming from the two colleges, right? I mean, that's what started it. And then when I suggested to do this type of event, one of the motivations really was to integrate the two colleges, into the community. Not that they're not, but having both been a product of a liberal arts school in a small town, Middletown, Connecticut. I went to Wesleyan, and then also having taught, in higher ed for a few years, I know that it's very easy for students, and as they should, to get very involved in what's going on in their lives on campus and their classes and the events that happen. And in a way, that is part of the mission of these colleges, to really. But at the same time, they're here for 4 years, and some students, just don't go into town that much or at all. And I've almost every faculty member that I've worked with from Carleton to St. Olaf has said to me, and I've experienced this too from talking to them, how the students have said, oh man, I have never even been to this place, or I never even didn't even know this or didn't know that. So that in itself is really, really nice. And I think the other side is that I think that people who live in Northfield who have not experienced things at Carleton or at St. Olave are now going to experience the artistry of these students and faculty, and Northfield will be a canvas to really show this work, and I think they're going to be really impressed with what they see from these students.
And the great thing that Stephen brought to the project was pushing it into the town. It's not saying, like we always do, please come and see our work on our campus. Please come up to the hill and see stuff at St. Olave. This brings it right into the town and really makes it, you know, something that we want to offer and invite
and
people back.
And accessible right. to everyone.
Yeah, and I'd just like to say that I really would encourage what do you say, Northfieldians? Northfielders?
I don't know what we say. Northfielders? Let's
Northfielders?
Say that.
Northfielders? I would encourage them. It's like if you've always been curious about what goes on in these colleges and want to see the level of work that goes on, come to the Northfield experience, because then it's going on all the time at St. Olave and Carleton. And this kind of creativity and this kind of collaboration and conversations of different ideas and
but we don't want to forget that there's a lot of artists in Northfield.
Yes,
that
no,
are being
no,
highlighted
absolutely,
as well.
And I'm
actors and
well, there are nine Northfield visual artists who are part of the exhibition who mm-hmm. have taken part in this. I'm working with five incredible actors for this play called Theater Detour, and you know. And all these institutions that are collaborating with, and they really are, they're really participating in this. So in that sense, it's going both ways. So the colleges are getting to know, rediscover the place that they are in, and it's really a cross-pollination.
Yeah, the tagline is uncover, discover, rediscover, and
right.
I think that's a really apt description. And it's as you mentioned in a clip I saw, that you're kind of creating an alternate reality of what's possible in Northfield, but it's actually happening within. I love that context of an imaginary Northfield within the actual Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of the people who are just happen to be walking down the street that day. that will be fun too.
Yeah, we're making a little, the real theme of this work artistically is about time and how time is compressed and expanded, and how our perception of time is manipulated by space and events and all that. So almost every piece in this work speaks to that, speaks to this idea of time. And so we're fracturing time a little bit and fracturing reality.
It's starting to get clear to me. This is good, because I think it's been this long journey, and to not be involved in all the details, you just hear little bits, and you're intrigued, but you're not sure. And I think that people should definitely get their tickets ahead of time. It's $6 per ticket. I'm going to remind you again, the Northfield Experience is May 4th at 6 p.m. That's the first night. There's just one show on that day. But then on the 5th and the 6th, there's a matinee and an evening performance, 1 and 5 p.m. So folks have the opportunity to, I suppose you could go to multiple shows if you wanted.
If you wanted. and tonight at 7 o'clock, we have our reception at the gallery for the opening. And I would love to, if people really want to sort of get an idea of what's really going on, come tonight to our reception.
And that's at the
7?
The that's Northfield Arts Guild building downtown,
right.
in the gallery.
That's right.
And that's from 7 to 9. You're going to be speaking at 7:30. So, folks,
I'll be saying a few words at 7:30. And I really want to thank the Northfield Arts Guild, because Heather Lawrence and Rachel Hader have been amazing, and it's just been amazing to partner with this organization, because they're allowing us. I said to Heather the other day, or they've given me their jewels, their theater, their gallery, and so that has really made also a big difference. So the partnerships with the community is very touching and gratifying. As an artist who does this work and is always partnering with institutions, the level and intensity of people participating is is kind of overwhelming. I'm sorry, it really is. I'm just, you know.
And I think what, you know, I would imagine for Steve and for Janice that, you know, you've been confronted with all kinds of can we do this? How do we do this? Well, how do we make that happen? And I would imagine you've come to believe there's no problem that you cannot overcome, no idea that isn't possible, and you know you've allowed this imagination piece to come to life. And I'm thinking about what might have shifted for you as far as the connections to the college, other college, the community, the artists. You know, I think that it feels like it's an opening and an opportunity, and it feels like if we can experience it. But then there's also the next thing, or the, you know, what comes after. I know you're in the midst of, so it's, maybe it's a little bit of an unfair question to ask, but I'm thinking about that. It feels like it's opened some doors, at least from my perspective, and I don't know if that feels something that you've experienced and, you know, kind of enlightened some ideas or opportunities.
I think the one thing that we often hear is, well, we've never done that before. And so I think sort of crashing through that idea of, well, we've never done that before, well, we've never worked together in this way with the colleges, or we've never, you know, done these cross-discipline things. So I think sort of trying to take away some of those barriers and silos with the colleges so that it's a little bit more fluid with the community. And I think I'm hoping that this opens the doors for more work like this being done.
Yeah, and it's taken people have taken risks, you know, like from Laska Jimson's taking, you know, allowing part of her class to take part in this at Carleton, to Meg Ojala and Michonne Weeks with their visual art classes taking part in the exhibition, John Sauer, you know, all these. So the faculty taking risks, the businesses are taking, I mean, everyone is sort of taking these risks in the sense of like, ah, we've never really done this before, but, you know, let's all try it. And that, to me, that is what is very emotional for me when I realize how many moving parts and how many people are all together taking this risk, in a sense, you know.
How about for you, Steve?
Well, I think it's having that big vision and these ideas that at first glance look just crazy. And I don't mean that in a bad way, you know.
Right.
I work with artists
all
the
time.
This is
wild.
It's, you know, a true artistic inspiration that comes and says, why don't we do this? And everyone goes, I don't know. And then you talk about it for 3 years. And when you finally get there, it's actually easy because it's broken down into manageable pieces. It's broken down into what each college can take on, what the community can take on, who the other pieces that can come in and do it. But without that sort of leading vision, you know, you can talk yourself to death about, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? Instead of saying, wow, let's try to do that. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's a great lesson from this, is to say, you know, if there's a great idea, people will line up and try to make it happen.
Jumping off that, I think it was really great, because there was a point where everybody just kind of said, okay, we're putting our hands in the middle and we're going to do this. It is, we don't know what it's going to be,
right.
And we're a little nervous and it's so big. And
yeah.
But there was a point where everybody said, okay, we're on board.
I forget, it was a year and a half ago or 2 years, we had a reception at the White Center, Carleton, where we invited all the folks that you know, and
mm-hmm.
that was sort of a little bit sort of the moment where we all kind of acknowledged, you know, okay,
here we go.
Dive in. Let's see what happens. And it's going to happen. And I'm so thankful that you came to talk about it. And we'll keep talking about it, so people, I'll remind them to get their tickets. I want to thank Stephen Koplowitz for, you know, all your trips to Northfield and for being a part of the show and for, you know, it just immersing us in this opportunity. It's just incredible. Janice Roberts, I know you've done a million hours of work with this, and I thank you as well. And Steve Richardson, it's a pleasure. I'm sure that there, you know, so many partnerships have been formed and great opportunities. I love the way that this is developing. And the NorthfieldExperience.com is where you can get all the details. Folks, mark your calendars now for the weekend of May 4th through 6th. Thank you for being here on Artzany Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks.
folks, we are going to switch gears. We're jumping into a little bit of, I'm going to play some music from Tom Brousseau. And so let me go ahead and get this set up so that we can just give you a little hint. Now, these are the things that are still happening in Northfield. Every weekend, something is going on in this town. And this is Tom Brousseau, and I have picked the, let's see if I've got the right piece queued up. Yes, I do. This is No Matter Where I Roam, and this is Tom Brousseau, and we'll hear an interview with him in just a moment. Okay, it's we're coming along. Here we go. Hit the wrong button. There we go. Tom Brousseau on Art Zany Radio.
No matter where I roam, there's always something that reminds me of a home. I don't know why it is, but it's true. Sugar from the sugar beet. I sit on the gravel crossroads and listen to the waves of wheat. She still lives there.
All right, we're going to keep Tom in the background. I want to make sure that we get the whole interview that we recorded a little earlier this week on the air. This is the Northfield Arts Guild 411 Concert Series. He's here on Saturday, April 21st at 7:30 at the Northfield Arts Guild Theater, 411 3rd Street West. Tickets are $25. You can visit northfieldartsguild.org for the music. This is singer and musician Tom Brousseau. He's a High Plainsman troubadour. He's gentlemanly, rambling, and cowpoke insightfulness. That's what his website says. So I hope you enjoy our conversation that we had just earlier this week. So Tom Brousseau on Art Zany Radio. Well, welcome to Art Zany Radio. It is a thrill to have you join us on the air so we can share your story with our listeners. And we are looking forward to your concert this weekend because we have got the blues here in Northfield. I tell you, we got almost a foot of snow just a few days ago, more on the way, and it is April, and we can hardly believe it. So I think there's a good cure in live music for feeling this way about this odd spring we're having.
Well, I can't believe it myself. I've been keeping tabs on all the weather, and it just seems to be outrageous. I can't remember a time that it snowed this much, this far into April. It's, you know, I agree with you. You know, there's one thing that beats the blues, and that's music.
That's right. And I guess I'm not sure, where are you from? Where do you call home or have roots?
I have roots in North Dakota is where I'm from, in the town of Grand Forks.
So you know winter weather very well. But
yeah, a little too well.
Yeah, you have a very cold. And so this is an opportunity for you to come to Northfield and give us some of that beautiful music you play. You call yourself a High Plainsman troubadour. And I think that's a really great... Tell me what that means to you.
Well, a lot of my family were farmers up in the northern part of North Dakota, towns like Nash and Bozeman, towns like Emerado and there's natural prairie land out there. And when I was a kid, I found myself not too far from my uncle's farm on a bit of a walkabout. And there I was smack dab in the prairie land, in the natural prairie land. And ever since then, I've just kind of felt like that was my best friend, that part of North Dakota, the prairie land. And so I vowed back then if I ever got on the road and started to entertain and do music and sing songs and share stories, I would have that moniker before my name.
And it suits
and
you.
It's It stuck, yeah.
Exactly. And, I think ultimately songwriters and performers are storytellers. And I wonder if you could illuminate for our audience kind of what part of life and living are you trying to illuminate through your songs and your stories about living and traveling this country?
Wherever I go, what I'm touched most by and what I carry with me forever and ever is local stories, the tales of people who live in some really wonderful towns, but a lot of towns that people have never heard before, such as Nash and Bozeman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody has a story, and I think so many people have such great stories that I can't help but be influenced by what they do and who they are and what they're, how they just move about. So that's kind of been my pursuit in life is to look not behind every corner but underneath every rock.
And so how do you get into those stories or get access to those stories about the local people that you meet along the way?
It's very easy. I just love people.
And mm-hmm.
So much about music, once you make the decision to get out there and tour around, is not about being up on stage, but it's about traveling. It's about staying in hotels. A very short amount of your time is actually spent up on stage, and so you're either forced to quit the business or find the glory, and so I found the glory, and the glory is just meeting people and talking to people and not talking so much as I'm listening.
That is really beautiful.
I just love to listen to people. I love to hear what people have to say, and in some small way, I feel like when I've left them, I've become the richer man, or perhaps even that I have lived part of their life, and I take little bits of here and there and incorporate it into song and story, and it's the weave of songwriting, really.
Well, folks, if you're tuning in, this is Art Zaney, Radio for the Imagination. I'm talking with Tom Brousseau. He's coming to Northfield this weekend for a concert as a part of the 411 concert series. That's Saturday, April 21st at 7:30 at the Northfield Arts Guild Theater. You can check out all the details at northfieldartsguild.org. And I want to talk about that then so that you pick up these pieces and then you turn to songwriting. And tell me about the process of thinking about, okay, so I've got this nugget and now I want to shape it. Where do you begin?
Yeah. You need to figure out where the folds are. It's not so much about chiseling away or adding to, but there's an entire universe within one little phrase, and you just need to figure out where the folds are to expand it and to add more language to it and to fit it into a format, really. And so, and that's very difficult to do. I'm not a professional at it yet, or I'm still learning is what I should say. And so, each little idea, takes its own time to unfold. So, when I sit down with one of these thoughts, sometimes it takes me a month, and sometimes it takes me 2 years, and sometimes I'll finish the song and I will not ever sing it or record it, but yet come back to it at a later date, and then it seems to make more sense then.
I hadn't heard that phrase before. You need to find the fold. So I'm very intrigued by that. And so tell me, and I also like how you used in that sentence the idea of unfolding as well. So it's the dips and the valleys and the expansion. Is that, am I hearing that correctly?
Yes. Yeah. There's rarely nothing that you need to chisel away. And with any idea, it will always all be there. You just need to figure out how to find the time to devote to it. And of course, you need to be open in order to, you know, get in there and take a little look around.
I think that's beautiful. Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's like puzzle work, really. And anyway, you know, if you talk to any singer-songwriter, they each and every one of them have their own sort of process. It's really, it's such a fascinating thing, you know, because you can either start with a melody first or an idea, and on the rare occasion, the melody and the idea will come at the same time. I mean, this is inherent among any singer-songwriter, but yet at the same time, how do you get to that idea? How do you bring it to life? And for me, it's always been just to find the folds and expand it.
That's extraordinary. And of course, you're known for your beautiful guitar. I'm curious, how many guitars do you travel with, or how is that possible to?
Oh my gosh. I'm obsessed with the acoustic guitar. I mean, it's the steel string is an American invention, and it's quite something. Very little has changed to the acoustic guitar in 100 years. But I don't even have one. I have one of my own that was made by a friend of mine in Grand Forks, whose name is Kevin Miterman. But right now I'm using a Lohner guitar, and it's really beautiful. It's far beyond my budget. That's kind of why it's a Lohner, but it's just unique, and I love the one that I'm playing so much right now, because it's all blonde, and it reminds me of those tufts of wheat that you might see out on the prairie land. So it kind of fits in with my whole look.
Yeah, that's really an incredible thing, because I know how important that is to your songs, and play so beautifully. I mean, I wouldn't have guessed that you're, you know, traveling with a
Lohner.
Yeah, right. But you do get to know your guitar quite well. And you tell us some of the things people can expect to see at the concert this weekend.
Well, they can expect some stories. I'm not quite sure what I'll say, but I have been working on a narrative song for a couple of years called "A Bird Is Following Me."
Mm.
So I think I might give that a try, and I'll sing some new songs of mine and some of my favorite songs from the Great American Folk Songbook. I'm just really a student of folk music and especially American folk music. I just can't get enough of it. And I hope my enthusiasm, you know, people will see my enthusiasm, and they'll be just enthusiastic about what I have to offer.
Well, I hope you bring some of that sunshine that clearly is a part of you to our community, and we hope that the travels are wonderful and that you're going to enjoy visiting our town, Northfield, and we will see you on Saturday night at the Northfield Arts Guild Theater.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for being here today and for making time for this.
My pleasure.
Spring chills getting you down? Then come to the Paradise Center for the Arts for an amazing April lineup. Spring and music will be in full swing on Saturday, April 28th, as Buddy Koopman's orchestra returns to the Paradise for a night of big band fun and swing music. For more information or for tickets, go to ParadiseCenterOfTheArts.org or call 507-332-7372 or visit the Paradise Center for the Arts box office in historic downtown Faribault.
You've been listening to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault.